Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, we're back, and it's late night with Deanne on RBN.
Those who say that there's not going to be a change in policy and that the future course of things in regard to the Middle East is absolutely set in stone, whether you're talking about the Republican Party or the Democrat. The relationship between Hillary Clinton and John Edwards and Barack Obama and the Israeli lobby. This is something, of course, that creeps up in both of the major political parties. And as we're moving into a presidential election cycle, you can see the candidates of both of the major parties virtually tripping over themselves to ensure that they have the inside track on what General Wesley Clark had correctly but dangerously publicly termed the other day. Comes to the Republican Party. Mark Dankos, America, will be back with Jeannie Chansey of Ladies Against Feminism. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in the first hour of the show by Jeannie Chansey of LadiesAgainstFeminism.com. This is a very interesting website, and I would like to introduce Jeannie right now by asking her to share with us a little bit of biographical information in regard to how she became involved with this particular website, and then we can kind of take it from there. How are you, Jeannie?
I would say to him, Mr. President, your policy sucks. Just like you, you suck. You're horrible. You have ignored us. You have turned your nose up at the American people, and you have kissed the behinds of a foreign president and his people. When do we come into it? When do we get a consideration? When do we get looked at as real people? And when do we get treated with that dignity that you promised the Mexican folks? This is unbelievable. But it's not just him, folks. It's not just President Bush. Look at other presidential hopefuls on the Republican side. I don't do the Democratic side because we know what they're about. They're about amnesty and more amnesty. But Republicans who are allegedly supposed to be conservative, listen what they say on this issue. Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich did the contract with America, and never once, not one time, did he ever mention the invasion of the United States in that contract of America. Unbelievable. Rudy Giuliani. the Republican Party's princess for president. He declared New York City a sanctuary in a sanctuary, sitting on an island of a sanctuary for illegal aliens. He said that illegal aliens were just the type of people he want to be New Yorkers. And he still professes his pro-amnesty idiocy. Unbelievable. This guy's supposed to be a conservative. And then you've got John McCain, the head of the illegal alien cheerleader equipped with pom-poms and a megaphone. Absolutely horrible. But we've got to beat Hillary. No matter what we do, we've got to beat Hillary. Don't get me wrong. Hillary's a horrible, horrible, despicable broad. Terrible. She would ruin this country. But what are we going to do? Put a Republican in there who's going to ruin the country just to beat her? As Hannity calls it, the Beat Hillary Express. We all got to jump on board. That's outrageous, because these people that were jumping on board are as bad as she is. This is why we keep getting what we get from the alleged conservative party. We keep accepting candidates who go against our ideals, wants, and wishes, all for the sake of beating somebody that they are no better than. It is always the lesser of two evils. And folks, I will tell you this, and I say it with no shame. When you pick the lesser of two evils, it's like trying to pick up a turd from the clean end. Good luck. You ain't ever going to get it. Now, we've got candidates like Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo. They stand for what we stand for, and they believe in what we believe in. But the alleged conservatives, the Hannitys of the world, the Medveds of the world, the Limbaughs will not back Hunter and Tancredo because they claim, quote, they can't win. Their names aren't big enough. Well, answer this for me, you alleged conservatives. Tell me this one. If that's the case, why aren't you the most powerful people on radio, the most powerful people in this country, people that people will listen to? Why aren't you out here screaming Tancredo and Hunter's names to make them known? Why aren't you working to get their names to the top of the list? Why aren't you screaming those names so the American people will understand who they are, what they are about, and what they stand for? This is what you, Mr. Hannity, this is what you, Mr. Medved, you, Mr. Limbaugh, you, Mr. Hewitt, and all the rest of you alleged conservatives can do for America. But you won't do it. You will not do it. With the power that you have, these true conservatives could be front runners, and they could do it today. But what do? You latch on to the imitation conservatives, the pseudo-conservatives, the charlatans. Because why? They've got big names. They can, quote, win. They can win. We want them to win. We don't care how bad they are, what piss-poor people they are when it comes to being conservatives. That matters not. The only thing that matters is that they can win. What will you have when Giuliani wins? You tell me that. You will have a liar who said he was anti-abortion. Now, when he was pro-abortion before, you will have a liar who tells you he is against illegal immigration when he is an amnestyite. You will have a liar who is against guns in the hands of the public who now says he wants the public to have guns. You will have a liar that says one thing on one day and he changes just to make the Hannitys of the world happy. And they say, oh, it's okay. He changed now. He's all right. Yeah, right. Give me a break. These people are horrible. It is your job, Mr. and Mrs. America, to make these names known. Tom Tancredo, Duncan Hunter, you've got to keep hammering those names out. Every time you hear somebody on the radio talking about Giuliani and McCain and Newt Gingrich, call them up and throw those names at them so that they will become familiar with the names and know what they mean. Tell them what they stand for. It is your job to do that. And if you do not do it, you are going to end up with another sorry president, another rotten president like George Bush Jr. He sucks, and you got him because you deserve him. You voted for this clown because you thought he was the best person for the job. What has he done for you? Nothing. Let me repeat those words that he said to Mr. Calderon down in Mexico. Mr. President, my pledge to you and your government, but more importantly, to the people of Mexico, is to work hard as I possibly can. My question to the president of the United States and these idiots running, when are you going to pledge to us, the American people? When are you going to pledge to us, the conservatives who put you in office? And when are you going to pledge to us, your fellow American, and give us those things that you are promising to foreign governments and foreign nationals? Don't worry. I'll wait for your answer. This is a Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Last June, our union hosted its sixth annual awards banquet, where we honored some of the outstanding work of deputy sheriffs and district attorney investigators. The event was a huge success. The awards banquet is hosted by our union every year to showcase the bravery and outstanding dedication of our members. Highlighting these cases is good for morale, and it helps our members remember why it was they chose a challenging and sometimes thankless career in law enforcement. For example, two of our deputies, Sean Carrion and Anthony Willis, were on patrol in Compton in 2004 when they received a call of a man attempting to light a gasoline pump on fire. When they arrived, the situation had deteriorated, and the man was breaking car windows with the gas pump nozzle, threatening to blow up the station and everybody in it. The suspects ran into the station's door, held a woman hostage, threatening to cut her throat. That's when the deputies responded to the situation, stopping the suspect and rescuing the hostage. We honored these deputies at our banquet for their ability to respond effectively to a life-threatening situation. Those are the kind of actions we honor every year at our banquet. This year's banquet is scheduled for June 1st. For more information on our awards banquet, visit our website at alads.org. I'm Steve Remich. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we are talking, as usual, about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. And, folks, I want to tell you, it's your responsibility to stop it. The government ain't going to do it. You got to make them do it. You got to hold the feet to the fire, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Let me give out that information. But before I do that, let me welcome all the folks listening in Las Vegas on the great KDWN 720 AM, all the folks in Phoenix at KFNX 1100 AM, and all the good people listening all around the country on the RBN Network, and all of you online also. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give, and then some. Of you nasty, I'm going to be nastier. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. When speaking about possible Republican candidates, you notice I left one out in the monologue, folks. When you talk about possibles for the Republican nomination, Sean Hannity said last week that when you're looking for somebody hard on the illegal invasion issue, oh, your guy there is Mitt Romney. That's your guy. Oh, he's hard on the issue. We can depend on him. Let me tell you about this clown from Massachusetts. Last week, when asked about illegal aliens living in the U.S., Romney said that the 12 million illegal aliens should, quote, are you ready for this? Sit down. And if you ate something, spit it out so you don't get sick. Quote, register with the government to declare their status and circumstance. End quote. Circumstance. The only circumstance I care about is that you're here. Your pulse is beating somewhere it shouldn't be. You need to be back home wherever that came from. But he's worried about the circumstance. He went on to say that that we should be very kind and be very nice to these people. And while he says this, he's talking out of both sides of his neck, because the next thing he says is that they should not have, while we're being nice to them, they should not have a special pathway to legalization. But you tell me where he stands on the issue. Listen to this. He said, quote, the first thing I'd like them to do is register, so I know how many there are and what their circumstances are, including whether they have children born in America, jackpot babies, how long they have been here, or if they hold jobs. On that basis, we can see who would receive temporary employment visas and who would instead require a return home, end quote. This guy is an idiot. This guy is crazy. He's absolutely crazy. First of all, I don't care how many babies they had here. I don't care that they got a job. I don't care how long they've been here. I don't care if they came here and got a dog and a goldfish. None of that means anything. If you're here illegally, you got to go. End of story. But he's worried about their circumstances. Then he goes on to say, illegal aliens, quote, should be treated just like those in other countries, meaning there should be no special pathway for illegal immigrants here. They can apply for a green card. They can apply for citizenship just like anyone else. But there should be no advantage in citizenship or permanent residency for illegals in the United States. End quote. Let me explain something here, folks. For them not to have an advantage means they have to return home and sign up to come to this country right behind the guy who signed up today. In other words, if some guy in their country, let's pick a country a lot of illegals come from. How about England? Yeah, we get accused of that one a lot. Let's say whoever signed up to come to America at 5 o'clock Friday in London, this guy's got to go home and get behind them. That would be his proper place in line. That would mean no advantage for him. But no, if he stays here, he's got an advantage. If he's here and the amnesty happens, he's got an advantage. Then he goes on to say we can't round up 12 to 20 million people. We have to have them register, and then we take action based on that. How do we take action based on that? How do you decide who gets to stay? Okay, guy says I've been here 10 years. Actually, he's been here 10 days. But he can get all the documentation he needs to prove he's been here for 10 years. Do we let him stay? Do we cut it off at 10 years, 9 years, 8 years? What do? He's got an American child. What if he's got a child who was born south of the border or north of the border, but they brought him in at 1 day old? Why do we cut it off? We cut it off if they're here illegally. I don't care if they got 10 sniveling, snotty-nosed brats with snotty sleeves up to the elbow. We're going to deport them all, and if the kid's an American citizen, you got an hour to decide whether you're going to leave him here or take him with you, because you had him, and you put that child in that position. And everybody that says you can't separate parents and children, they do it every day when they send people to the pen. You commit a crime in this country, you get separated from your children. How come these people can't get separated? Or better than that, don't separate them, take them with you. Mitt Romney, I put you right in there with McCain, Gingrich, and Giuliani. You suck, they suck, the president sucks, and I guarantee the next person that becomes president in these United States, unless it's Tom Tancredo or Duncan Hunter, is going to suck too. Mitt Romney, you suck, but more than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, why do they dig these people up? And then they wonder why the Republican Party's falling apart, why people are leaving the Republican Party like crazy, and why people are angry at the Republican Party and they're going broke because people won't send them money. You continue to pick people that you think can get elected rather than picking people and supporting them because of what people think of them and what they stand for. I'm going to say it again. If these important people on the radio here with all of this power, the Limbaughs, the Medveds, the Hewitts, the Hannitys, the O'Reillys, if you would support people who were for fixing this problem, guess what? Those people could be president. If Sean Hannity would get his nose away from Gingrich and Rudy Giuliani, if he would stop sniffing around these people, trying to be friends with them, and support a real conservative that he claims to be, I guarantee you, Tom Tancredo could be president of this country with that kind of power and backing behind him. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong. Let's go to Matt, calling from Brooklyn, New York. Matt, what do you hear? What do you say? Matt, are you there?
Yeah, Terry.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
You just hit about 100 bullseyes, and first of all, I remember a few years back, Hannity was calling for a guest worker program, but then when we turned up the heat, then he backed down. He's trying to pretend now he's Mr. Against the illegal aliens. These guys on talk radio, I call them the ones on AM, the big stations, are carnival barkers. Do not believe them for one second. This guy, Mitt Romney, ran against Teddy Kennedy. Mitt Romney ran to the left of him. He's a lifelong liberal. He's a phony on the immigration issue. You're absolutely right. They're all a bunch of phonies, except for Tom Tancredo. And the reason why the guy, the fat man on 600 stations, doesn't support him is because they're all a bunch of phonies. Limbaugh is a phony. If they were true conservatives, they would put up Tancredo. Tancredo, to me, would easily win 35, 40 states. He'd have the 270 electoral votes. It would be over because he would be talking the issues. And people like Hillary and Hillbama, whatever you want to call, or anybody else, Edwards,
Obama.
They're all talking platitudes and generalities. They would be wiped away when Tancredo points at Hillary and says, Hillary, you want amnesty for illegal aliens, don't you? And believe me, she'll lose millions of votes with that.
Matt.
But you got to remember one thing, Terry. Success is defined by whoever you think success
is. That's right.
Bush got elected twice. Bush's boys control now the oil in Iraq. Bush's his brother and his nephew are the two biggest lobbyists now in China. Halliburton is moving their headquarters to Dubai. Folks, they couldn't care less about the conservatives. That is what they're doing. And let me tell you who really gets all the power during the presidential election. They make house calls to the big money donors. They couldn't care less about your $5 or $10.
Matt, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Everything you said, I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Hannity sees the light tomorrow. Hannity starts screaming, Tancredo, Tancredo, Tancredo. Rush Limbaugh starts screaming it. Medved starts screaming it. You tell me what's going to happen within 2 weeks.
Okay, of course it'll be a firestorm for Tim Credo, but I relay a story to you. A lot of people, long-time listeners, will understand this. There's a guy who calls talk radio from New York. He's known nationally. He's just a regular caller. His name is Steve from Manhattan. He was a big Buchanan caller and supporter. When he started calling Limbaugh and Hannity about Buchanan, they barred him from their stations. They got rid of this guy when Buchanan was trying to make his move for the presidency because this guy was on the money with all his issues.
But, Matt, I wasn't referring to the callers. I'm saying if these talk show hosts got behind Tancredo, Tancredo's numbers would go through the roof.
Tancredo would be the nominee
That's
for the
right.
Republican Party.
That's right.
These guys are not conservative.
They're not conservative. That was my point exactly, Matt. That
right.
was my point exactly. These guys are fakes just like the guys that they're backing are fakes. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Giuliani declared New York City a refugee camp for illegal aliens. You know, and folks, don't forget, after 9/11, he had the firemen arrested down at the Trade Center. Don't ever forget that, folks.
Matt, I got two expatriates from Brooklyn, New York, sitting in my studio right now. They want to say hi to you.
Go ahead.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm from Williamsburg. My name is Julie, and
okay.
It's good to hear you.
Great. And when did you leave Brooklyn?
Oh, quite a few years ago. We lived in California for 33 years, but both my husband and I, born and raised.
You wouldn't recognize New York
City. We know that. Oh, yeah.
No, I recognize it. It's what the rest of the country is going towards, unless we stop the invasion, actually.
Absolutely.
More than 50% of the people who live in New York City right now are foreign-born, and a majority of them are illegals.
You know what? You're 100% correct. And you know what, folks? It's time for the big roundup and the big homecoming. And, folks, if you're an illegal alien listening, you're going home.
That's right.
Patriotic
That's
Americans
right.
are coming
here,
to
here.
You.
Here, here. Matt, thanks for the call, buddy.
You got it, guys.
Call me again.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Take care. Great call. Fantastic. Let's go to Bill calling from Chino, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Terry, I just want to let you know something. I got a request for donations twice in 2 days straight, both from John McCain. And in both cases, what I did was I, instead of sending him a donation, I wrote anti-illegal alien graffiti on the, you know, the sales pitch they give you on that paper.
Right.
I stuffed it back in that self-addressed stamped envelope. I stuffed the envelope back in there. I stuffed a bunch of other paperwork back in there. I made the envelope, in both cases, I made the envelopes both very as heavy as I could, and then I mailed it back to them.
Good for
so
you.
So they had to pay for the postage themselves.
Good for you. Make them spend that money, Bill. You know
yes,
what I mean?
That's right. And I'd like to tell our listeners that instead of sending the Republicans donations, what I do is I send my donations to the Terry Anderson Show.
I appreciate
show
that, Bill. You know what? We went to the mailbox today. You know, we're struggling to stay on the air. We try every week to explain it to people. I don't know if they get it or not. We're not asking you to mortgage your house. We're asking to get us a money order, a check, some 10, 20, 30 bucks, whatever you can afford. And it just wasn't as many envelopes in the mail as we thought. So maybe we're not as popular as we think we are. Maybe people don't want us on the air. I don't know. And if we go off the air, that's fine. They will have sent us a message. But I'm going to tell you this. We need to be on the air to give this message out. Certain parts of the country sending money. The people in Vegas are just never ending with the contributions. Really, really good. But it's very, very expensive. And Bill is right, folks. Keep us on the air. It's up to you. You want us off the air? Don't send anything. It's up to you, too.
Well, I certainly send in my donation because I don't send anything to the Republican Party. I send it now to the Terry Anderson Show.
Well, I appreciate
it. The address is 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, and that's number 643 Studio City, California, 91604. And I'm telling you, people, there's no better voice for this than the Terry Anderson Show. It's money well spent. We need to keep Terry on the air, and let's get this problem solved because I know we can do it. But
thanks,
it's going
Bill.
To take people like Terry Anderson to
appreciate
do it.
It, buddy. Call me again.
I sure will, Terry.
When they ask you for donations, the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, too bad you can't put this in the envelope. You know what I mean? That's the perfect thing to put in the envelope and send to them and explain how you feel because they're both rotten. Neither one of them is serving. You know what? People say, well, why don't you listen to Hannity? Maybe you can make him understand. I sent him a CD. He didn't even listen to it. He's not interested. He's a Bushite and a Bush apologist, and all the rest of them are even worse. Here are you Democrats. Here's your guy. He runs the Democrat Party in the state of California. And you tell me who's a racist. Art Torres.
Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California. understand that.
And people say to me on the Senate floor when I was in the Senate, why are you fight so hard for affirmative action programs? And I...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It. The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. You know, folks, I want to reiterate something I said. I want to make it plain. You listen to these talk shows, and I hear people calling up these talk shows and just sucking up to these talk shows. Oh, you're a great American. Yeah. They are representing people. They are pushing people. They are endorsing people who are against us on this issue. Now, how can you be a good American if you're doing it? How can you be a conservative if you're not trying to fix the biggest problem this country has? There is no bigger issue. If you want to talk about it, go talk to Matt in Brooklyn. Go talk to these people from back east now that are experiencing the same things we've had out here in California. Go to North and South Carolina. A buddy of mine just got back. He went to visit friends there, North Carolina, South Carolina. Then he went down to Florida. He told me he was happy to see Americans doing the jobs that he has no longer seen them do out here in California. But the problem is there, and it's getting bigger. Those Americans who still have those jobs in those places are going to lose them. They're all going to lose them all across the country. Even the Dakotas and Wyoming are experiencing increases in illegal aliens. Now, I get a lot of email from people calling me a racist. Isn't it strange that I never mention any race when I'm talking? I just talk about illegal aliens. And you know what they tell me? You didn't say it, but we know who you meant. Guess how they know who we meant?
because they know who the person who was mostly coming to this country illegally is, people from south of the border. I want to push something to you folks. Anybody out there that's got HBO, please, 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 please watch the concert. It's called American Mexican. It's George Lopez. You want to see something that's really scary? Watch what he has to say when he tells you who's running this country. When he says things about prominent Americans here, the things he says is unbelievable. Yeah, I say the president sucks, but I would never use the terminology that he uses for that office. And what I don't understand about Lopez and the rest of these Reconquista Raza Nazis, what I don't understand about them is they should be down kissing the feet of George Bush. If I was on the other side, George Bush would be my poster boy. I would name my children after George Bush because what he is trying to do for them. But they hate him. I don't get it. This guy is doing everything he can to allow every illegal alien in the world to not only stay here legally, but more to come in, and they hate him. It is unbelievable to me. Let's go to Ernie, calling from Burbank, California. Ernie, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Great, great. Hey, enjoying the show, and I just want to say I have to agree with everything you guys are talking about in terms of, the current presidential candidates, Giuliani, McCain, and Romney. I mean, total frauds. I mean,
totally, completely. Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things, just to add to what you were talking about earlier, Terry, with Bush in Mexico, was the fact that, you know, when I was listening to that and listening to actual, you know, the Bush giving his speech, I almost crashed the car when he says, quote unquote, about Ted Kennedy, saying that Ted Kennedy is one of the best legislative senators there is and that he could, quote, get the job done, unquote. Remember that?
How about a strange bedfellow, you know?
I mean, what is that all about?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So anyway, Terry, I also wanted to share with you an interesting thing that I've noticed online. I spend a lot of time on the Internet and marketing, particularly with, you know, very large websites like YouTube, and this is in no means a plug for these companies. But when you go on there, one of the interesting things I'm noticing, and I'll make this really fast, is that if you do a search for, like, and you look at some of these videos of, what Britney Spears had on last night or what she didn't have on, you'll notice that, you know, there's, like, tens of thousands of views of these things, of these really non-issues in terms of, you know, things that are really important and going on around the world. But if you go and you type in illegal immigration, and up will come just, you know, video after video of, you know, marches and rallies by the Minutemen here in Los Angeles and other places around the country. And one of the startling things that I'm noticing is that the views of these topics is only like maybe 5,000 views here, mm-hmm. 200 views there. And, you know, I'm noticing this in other areas where I do searches for advertising purposes. And so it, you know, it's really kind of startling and a little bit of an alarming reality. And, you know, personally,
it shows you what people care about, Ernie. I mean, it shows you where their minds are.
Yeah, and exactly. You know what I think it could be is I really blame it on, and this is, of course, my own opinion, but I blame it on the mainstream dinosaur media really not reporting these issues as they, you know, to the degree that they need to be reported.
And Ernie, I agree, not just to the degree, but the slanted way that they do it turns people against us. You know, I'm tired of seeing using the term right-wing conservative. I never hear him say left-wing liberal. It's just liberals.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, another quick example. Tonight, watching the local news here in Los Angeles, they did a report on two police officers. One was shot in the head. They were shot at through the front of the squad car window. The police officer should have been killed. They showed video of the individual who did the shooting with a machine gun here in Los Angeles, who's now in Mexico, and not one time did they ever say that this guy was, you know, an illegal alien knows that.
And don't worry, they won't say it. They're not ever going to say it. Ernie, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Terry, thanks a lot.
All right.
Yeah, see you.
Let's go to Mark, calling from New Jersey. Mark, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
I'm a long-time supporter of your show.
I only know one Mark from New Jersey. Yes, you have been good to us, buddy, and we appreciate it.
Let me tell you about Freehold Borough, the town by where I live. They got sued by these groups because they said they were, you know, racist against them, and they settled with them for $250,000 to save legal costs.
Unbelievable.
And you know what's going to now? They're starting to threaten to sue again. Will they ever learn?
I don't think they will. I mean, maybe eventually, but then it'll be too late, you know? We've got the same thing going on here. I read a story the other day about how the illegals now are going to sue for civil rights, for being rounded up and taken out of here.
Oh, this was about the day labor where they meet, the meeting place. This was all about that. I have a proposal. Why don't they put a $300 tax on baby strollers?
That'll work. That'll work. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Take care. All right, let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Hi. I've been on the phone nonstop, and we urge our members of CCIR to support only two people, and that is you, and that is Tom Tancredo. I'll be on your show, hopefully, every week for the next few weeks, talking about a book signing fundraising event for Tom Tancredo. However, in the interim, I want to invite all of your listeners to our meeting on March 28th, this coming March 28th. It's on a Wednesday. We have training for self-defense training at 6:15, and our regular meeting will be at 7:30. And we have as a keynote speaker John Clark, who's been on your show many times. He's also been on Fox News, on Lou Dobbs, so on and so forth. He is going to give us the inside scoop of exactly what people are saying in Washington, D.C. In fact, we call him the Snoop with the Scoop because he's always around the hallowed halls of the Capitol, and he's also a researcher without equal. When you give John a project, he goes the full extent. He will be at our meeting as our keynote speaker, telling people exactly what, who, how, and why they can contact their representatives and how we can halt this illegal alien invasion of our nation. So I want to invite every one of your listeners to our meeting.
Barbara, I have a request from a caller before the show. They want you to start giving out the number to your – you say no 877, no illegals. A lot of these folks can't see the letters anymore. And they want you to work that up as a number to give out on the air when you give out your phone number.
You betcha, Terry, that is 877-664-5534.
All right, give it out that way from now on. I know the other way is easy to remember, but people like it that way. I've had quite a few. Barbara, good luck with your meeting. You take care. We'll be hearing from you.
Okay, all darling. Right. Thank you, and God bless.
All right, take care. Let's go to Kathy calling from Los Angeles, California. Kathy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, how do you do? I love your show. You're really a lot of spunk in your voice, and that's what we need.
Thank you, Kathy.
In trying to get these ideas out. I'm here to talk about Ron Paul. You know, he's been very little bit of talked about, but he's been, you know, mentioned in a big way in Aaron Russo's movie, America, Freedom to Fascism. And he also stands against Amnesty, the Republican, by the way, excuse me, from Texas. And he's in the House of Representatives.
And, you know, I know he's a constitutionalist, too, Kathy.
Right. He's a stickler for that.
Here's the thing about Tancredo and Duncan Hunter that we push. And I'm not knocking your guy. Don't get me wrong. But these guys are out front on this issue. This is their premier thing they talk about. Worst thing that's going on in the country is the number one thing that they talk about. And that's why people want to get behind them. If Ron Paul would get more out front with this issue,
he's beginning to get out.
Good.
Because he does stand behind secure borders, no amnesty, no welfare, and no Social Security.
That's what we want.
For these illegal aliens.
All right, Kathy. So Ron Paul, folks, check him out.
Yes.
He is definitely for the Constitution, and that's what we believe in.
Right, and you can see him in America, Freedom to Fascism.
It's a good movie. Thank you so much, Kathy. Call
Thank
me
you.
Again.
I sure will.
Take care.
I'm sending my money to you.
We really appreciate that, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, Terry, I would like everyone to hear this article. If people are wondering how to fix the health care system, you cut off no money for illegals at all. I have an article by Craig McMillan dated March 15, 2007. And in 2004, 82% of the money went for jackpot babies.
Yeah, that's what they are, too. You know, I catch a lot of hell, Ron, for saying that term, jackpot babies. But that's what they are. When they come over and drop that kid, they hit the jackpot. It's like pulling the handle on that slot machine and seeing all the lights light up. Because they've got it made for life.
In Las Vegas, now in Las Vegas, in some of the smaller casinos, they have to empty the slots when they have one inside there.
Yeah, it's amazing. But you know what? We could fix the health care system if we would stop paying for these kids. We got to fix the 14th Amendment. These are not American citizens. They should not be American citizens. And that will be revisited soon, Ron. I guarantee you. All we want is our day in court on that one.
That is correct. And also, this is what I suggest to all people. Forget about the politicians, regardless of what party you are, because the people agree on illegal immigration, because illegal immigration affects not only America, but it affects the nation.
Absolutely. And you know what? I get so many emails and letters from very, very liberal Democrats who feel exactly the same way the conservatives feel on this issue. So it's a nonpartisan, no left, no right. Everybody in America feels the same way if they've got any sense. If they don't, they've got an agenda.
Yeah, so just one more quick thing.
Real quick, Ron.
My suggestion is to people, ask one question. How do you feel on illegal immigration?
There you go.
And vote for that person.
That's the question we should all be asking. You're right on the money there. Ron, thanks for the call. Call me again.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, let's go to Cecil calling from Yuma, Arizona. Cecil, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry.
Good evening, sir.
The Yuma Patriots were on the border Friday night. There were 14 out there tucked in between the National Guard posts, and they detained 10 illegals.
Good.
Three groups, a group of six, a group of three, and a group of, and a single.
Good work. Keep it up.
We will continue.
If the government won't do it, the people will.
You got that right. And we're going to be out there until we're not needed anymore.
All right, buddy. We appreciate that update. Let us know what's going on.
I will.
Thank you, Cecil.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Max calling from L.A. Max, what do you hear? What do you say?
I got a letter from Agent Ramos.
Oh, great.
I do his blog, agentramos.com. He mentioned that I need to let the public know about these. They're airing commercials in Mexico looking for Border Patrol agents to work in the United States.
Jeez. Can you imagine that? It's like going to the penitentiary and recruiting prison guards, you know? Unbelievable.
Yeah. I told him about this, and he said he reminded me, Rene Sanchez, the guy who...
The snitch.
The guy who initiated the investigation against
him
was a former Mexican national.
I could say on the air what I wish he was a former of now, but I won't mention it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Stay in touch. Let us know. Get your website again.
AgentRamos.com.
AgentRamos.com.
Oh, Terry.
Yes, sir.
I posted a video of a thermal video on LiveLeak.com.
Uh-huh.
In 2 days, LiveLeak is where all the troops are posting their videos.
Right.
In 2 days, I got 60,000 hits on this video of illegal aliens coming through our desert. The troops are going out of their mind.
Wow.
Because they're over there, their ass is on the line.
And they're fighting. Right. They're fighting for us. They're fighting for the borders of this country not to be violated from over there. And our government and president is letting them be violated right here where they are. That's unbelievable. Well, Max, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Keep up the good work. All right, let's go to Bill calling from Canoga Park, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how are you tonight?
Pretty good, buddy.
Listen, the illegals are planning another march. I don't know exactly when it is, either April or May.
It's in May, I believe.
And I was telling your screener that, maybe you guys can look this up and find this out, but this time if they march, I want the blacks, the whites, and the Asians, we need to come up with something to counteract this and do something ourselves. Because I'm not going to sit back and see another 500,000 illegals march down the streets in my country and sit back and do nothing about this.
And, Bill, don't forget our good Hispanic American friends, too. We want them out there
also. All right, but last time the whites, the blacks, and the Asians did absolutely nothing about this.
Yep.
And I'm pissed off about it.
Well, you should be.
And we need,
America's,
this time we need to do something to counteract them.
Well, we need to do something, and it'd probably end up being a riot, but that's
and
okay,
we
too.
Need, and we need, maybe you can do some more research on this. We need to come up with something, to plan something to coincide with their march.
Well, you let us know, Bill.
I will.
You plan it and let us know.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, folks, here's Barbara Coe's number, the new-fashioned way, 877-664-5537. That's call. A lot of people have been requesting those clips that we play on the show of the racists who are making the racist statements like Art Torres and Mr. Cervera. That number is 877-664-5537. You can get a copy of those statements by those racists, by those Rasa Nazis, just by calling that number. I believe it's $6 or $7, and they will send you out a CD. So give them a call. Let's go to Gary, calling from Redondo Beach, California. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say?
It's good to talk to you, Terry.
Likewise, sir.
I've talked to you a few times before in the past, but this is hot, and I missed your show last week, and I don't know if you talked about it, but I get emails from the Minutemen, and apparently Jim Gilchrist is going to be in court. There's some battles going on here.
We're not
going
to talk about that on the air, Gary. And the reason is there are people who take delight in anything that happens with us. We're going to see what happens in the court on that one, and we'll just go from there. How's
okay,
that sound?
Okay, well, how about this thing going on? We'll get away from that
then. Yeah.
well, how about this thing in New York where I just saw it on the news. There's a little town in New York, and the Justice Department told them how to run the election because they weren't being fair to the Mexicans and the illegals.
Really?
Yeah, it's Port Richmond or Port something, New York. Maybe that fellow that was on earlier can enlighten you on that one.
And you're telling me that they want them to vote there? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they want, they said that somebody, Latino wanted to run for office, and I guess, you know, he claims he's suing them, claiming that they weren't being fair and letting him in the election or something.
Wow.
And they're, flooding the place with illegals.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of that going on. We got the thing in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, folks.
We got that.
Yeah, remember that one. That's a good deal. We're waiting to see what's going to happen in court on that one.
That's going to
set the precedent for a lot of these small towns across the country, what's going on in Hazleton. If the judge rules in our favor, which I'm almost sure they will, guess what? It's going to become a very, very uncomfortable place for people to live if they're in the country illegally.
Yeah.
Gary, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, partner.
All right, take
later
care.
Then.
All right. You know, I hear all the time about how these people are upset because it creates a terror situation for them to live in. That's good. That's the way it should be. Anybody living in this country illegally should live in terror. Now, I'm not saying anything should happen to them. I don't want any harm to come to anybody. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go out and gay bash somebody or beat up an illegal alien or even throw a rock at a dog. I'm not going to do any of those things. It's all inhuman to do those kind of things. And I believe in my fellow man. I want every person in this world to have a good life. But if you're illegal in this country, I don't want you to have it here. I do not want you to have it here. I want you to have it in your own country, and I want you to go back to it and have a revolution there. I don't want anybody harmed by this movement. But what I do want to happen, I want to make sure that people leave here when they're supposed to leave here. And I hear about how they're afraid to send their kids to school. Good! We saved money that day. They're afraid to go to work. Good! You're not supposed to work in the first place. They didn't even go to hospital. Good! You're not supposed to be there. You're using up our tax dollars. That's the way it should be. We should not be worrying about how these people feel. That broad that's in that church in Chicago, what somebody needs to do is get a battering ram, bust down the doors of that church, and drag that broad out by her hair. That's what they need to do. They need to drag her out by her hair and take her and give her to ICE. ICE is afraid, a bunch of punks. They're afraid to go in there and get this woman, but she needs to be gotten out of there. She needs to be taken out, and she needs to be given over to the police or to the ICE people or something. It's unbelievable to me what's going on. We're worrying about these people's feelings. We're worried about how they're living their lives. Go home. That's what we're asking. Go home. And just like one of the callers said a few minutes ago, if that candidate that you're going with is not ready to answer that question with you about deportation, then he's not the guy. And when they say we cannot deport these people, something is wrong. We can. And I've said it before, you do not have to deport them. You do not have to round them up, as O'Reilly would say. You do not have to worry about that. What you have to do is make it where they can't live here. Make it where they can't rent. Make it where they can't buy a home. Make it where they can't work. Make it where they can't put their kids in school. Make it where they can't go and open a business. If you do that, they are going to self-deport because they're going to go somewhere where they can work, where they can do business. All right, Matt wants to make a correction. What's up, Matt?
Okay, the previous caller wanted to know the little town in New York that
that's
being interfered with by the federal government for the elections for the Hispanics.
Yeah.
It's Port Chester, New York.
Port
it's
Chester.
Westchester County. It's a suburb just north of New York City.
We got the best callers in the world, folks. They stay on top of it. Matt, thanks for that, buddy.
You got it.
All right. As I was saying, folks, you make it where they self-deport. You make it where they leave. You make it where they cannot live here. You make it where they cannot exist here. And I guarantee you, 75-80% will self-deport. Then you got those stragglers. You know how you get them? You set up roadblocks, just like they do for inspection of your smog here in California. They put you on a smog meter right on the street here, folks. You do it for the registration. You do it for drunks. You do it for all these things. Make a road check where they got to prove they're in the country legally. Make sure they have their ID on them. And if anybody, regardless of race, creed, or color, cannot prove they're in the country legally, you detain them. You detain them, and then you will get rid of the rest. That's how you do it. You go to the schools, and you check the kids. You go to the hospitals, you check the patients. You go to old folks' home, you check the viejos and the viejas. You check all these people and make sure they're in the country legally. That's how we do it. This is how we get law and order back. This is how we fix things. This is how we get a handle on the situation. As long as we're sitting here and we do nothing, it's going to get worse. And I guarantee you, if they amnesty these people now, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have 30 million in 5 years. You're going to have 40 million in 5 years. You're going to have an abominable situation that you can do nothing about. And that's when we have real problems. That will be long-standing problems that will never go away, and our kids and grandkids will be stuck with it. And if that's what you want, fine. If you want to be PC and have that, fine. But it's not going to go away unless we fix it now. This is the line in the sand right here, right now, 2007. And if they give that amnesty, we are up that famous creek with no paddle. Believe me, the water's real thick there, folks, and you can't walk in it. I want to thank everybody who took part in the show tonight. I want to thank my buddy Chandler, my engineer deluxe, flawless. I want to thank Mel Haffenfeld for taking your calls tonight. I want to also thank those of you who called, because without you, we couldn't do the show. And I also want to thank those of you who have contributed. We appreciate it. Those of you loyal ones, those of you who never gave us nothing, drop us something in an envelope, folks. We need it. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We need the help, folks. Please give us a hand. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress, Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, Camelback. His website is immigrationbuzz.com. And this week with the swings, one of the swings is still recuperating from surgery. The other one wrote a humdinger, folks. Guest worker prophylactics. Go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, and read it. You will love it. It's good stuff. They write exclusively for The Terry Anderson Show. I also want to remind everybody out there, do something for your country this week, folks. If you don't, who will? Nobody will. And it's on your shoulders. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all